Well, hey, everybody, it's Chuck. Welcome back to the apiary. Well, it's another beautiful day here in Jacksonville, Zone 9B. We got some low 70s, nice cool air. The bees are doing their thing on a beautiful, beautiful morning. Figured I'd just kind of walk you down the aisle here in the apiary, see a little bit of what I'm doing. But today's going to be some mite check day. We're in the middle of our flow, middle of October. It's a short little flow. We've had a lot of rain. Looking at the rain gauge over there, I've gotten like 3 or 4 inches in the last couple of weeks, which isn't great for foraging. So this may be a bust of a fall flow, but the yellow flowers, the golden rain tree, the goldenrod are still blooming. Pollen's coming in. That dark, almost looks like dirt pollen. You know, I've actually got a pollen trap. For those of you that haven't ever seen it, it's only this time of year you get these beautiful fall color pollens. But on the back of this hive here, sorry if I'm just kind of taking you around with me here, but I'm going to just show you. This is the pollen I'm talking about. Can you see that? Let me get the light on it. Can you see those dark brown pollen kernels? They look like dirt or small hive beetles, but it's this time of year you see those coming in. I think they're golden rain tree, if I'm not mistaken. If you're sure what they are, let me know. I don't like to misquote anything. I think I did the research and some pollen grain analysis in one of my videos last year, the year before, where I actually looked at the pollen grains for identification under a microscope. What else am I doing? I'm nuke boxes. I've been making a lot of nuke boxes out of scrap, shelving, some lids. I'm using oil-based primer and latex paint, two coats on these things these days. And they just last longer and, you know, so quick and dirty on thin plywood. Don't bother overdoing it because the plywood's going to rot out anyway. But once you're using hardwood, take care of them. They'll last longer for sure. And, you know, depending on the lifespan of your, beekeeping. You know, if you got a lot of years left, might as well take care of your equipment. Wax dipping with microcrystalline is still the best, I think. I just don't have room for a wax dipper here in my apiary. A lot of other things going on. I do have a video I'm gonna make about a technique I started doing, cleaning some frames, because you know, this is the time of year you kind of clean up those dirty frames and get them ready for next spring. I've got a steaming mechanism on top of my sugar pot that I wanna talk to you guys about. And boy, when that wax gets soft, it just scrapes off easy and you can take a wire brush to it if you want. If you're the type of person that's got a small operation that likes to save, you know, their foundation or reuse it, it's definitely reusable. It's a lot of work though, and definitely not for a larger operation. Okay, I'm gonna put you on the tripod, get the smoker going, talk to you, and let's do some mite checks. All right, welcome back. Pine needles should be mostly dry. Get them going here. I hadn't been making a whole lot of videos this fall. I told you guys in the last few, you know, there's just a little bit slower pace when you kind of get the bees ready for fall. The primary focus of this year has been requeening with varroa resistant stock. And that varroa resistant stock using the Harvo assay is how I'm measuring it. I've got a couple other things I'm doing, the pin killed brood. For those of you that watch each of my videos, I've done two pin killed brood tests, which is just a hygienic test, not a varroa sensitive hygienic test. One of them, that first one I did on that sourwood queen was 78% hygienic, which was great. And I did just a quick one on one of the daughters of a queen that I have not even Harbo tested yet. And I forgot to go out at the 24-hour point. I went out at the 48-hour point, and it was 100% hygienic. In other words, after 48 hours, those workers had removed all of it. So now I'm like, I wonder what it would have been at 24. Anyway, just some thinkings out loud on the hygienic stuff with the pin-killed brood and other things. Some of these queens, you know, you gotta wait full 7 weeks of her to make her own brood before you do any testing, because otherwise you're testing workers that probably came from a different queen. That's some of the logic on here. You know, the mite pressure this time of year is high. So even if I do have hygienic queens, which I'm not saying I do or don't yet, my Harbo test, the initial test could be wrong. They definitely need a follow-up test in the spring just to verify a full no treatment kind of a scenario. But a Harbo queen can have mites, because that's what phoretic mites are. It's the non-reproductive mites. So breeding for zero mites is different than breeding for varroa sensitive, not letting them reproduce. You know, and to make an analogy, to have a hive with zero mites is sort of like having a house with zero cockroaches in Florida. They're there. You just might not see them because you're spraying around the edge of your house and they've kind of scurried to where you haven't sprayed. They're there. It's a matter of how you live with them. You're not going to kill all the cockroaches in Florida and many other states. So think about it like that. If you get zero mites, yes, you may have varroa sensitive, and yes, they may be doing an amazing job cleaning, but it may not be for the reason you're after. It could be brood breaks. It could be a lot of other things going on that you're just not aware of. So you got to just use mite checks as a data point to take in. Now, if you're way above threshold and you get a 15 or 30, do not convince yourself things might be okay. That's too many mites. But if we're getting 3, 5, and even 8, you know what the threshold right now for 300 bees is? 9 for 3%. You know, somewhere in there might be okay. Might not be the reason to pinch a queen if that's what you're going for. So just take it all in. And I'm doing the same thing and learning along with you guys as I put this stuff on video. Okay, that was a little bit of a soapbox monologue. I don't know if that resonates with anybody or not, but let's get in here. I'm still using soapy water. I love this soapy water stuff. It's good. That's my mite check cup with the holes in the bottom of it. I show you guys each time. Just get a little bit of fresh in here. I have queen excluders on top of most of these hives, so I really can just do some checks on the top and do a quick spot check, and that'll be pretty good for most situations. Okay, and let me get all this, get all situated. All right, let me get hood on, because I'm going to go a little bit quick today. Might even put my big gloves on, my new leather manipulative gloves. If I'm not marking queens, I'm usually protecting my hands if I'm moving fast, I know, I've kind of changed tunes on this a little bit. I just don't want to get too many stings late in life. I'd hate to become allergic at some point in my 50s or 60s. I'm 56 now, so I don't know, those of you out there watching this, you know the demographics on my channel, most of you are between 45 and 65. YouTube doesn't give me a demographic above 65. So those of you that are over 65, I think they may either be ignoring you or including you in that bucket. I don't really know. But another interesting point, you know who wanted to know the demographics of my channel? The University of Florida asked for the demographics of my channel as part of one of the things I have to do for the Master Craftsman program. I have to develop an extension program of some sort. And part of that is knowing your audience. And I'm really trying to get the state to allow me to do some extension with my YouTube channel. So we're kind of trying to reinvent extension in YouTube. Storing honey, looking good here. You should just be bees storing honey up here because this should all be hatched out. There should be no brood in here. But if there's one of these that's covered up a lot, I don't know. Just take a few. I know you're supposed to get brood up the bees. I'm gonna kind of see what it looks like going down. Need to get my stand over here because I'm gonna probably get on the way down to get some actual workers. It's good to see eggs. If you're in the hive, it's good to see eggs so you know if you're queen right. Queens can die and or be superseded this time of year. It's pretty heavy. Let's take a look at this center. Woo, beetles in here. Nectar, nectar, nectar. Lots of good nectar. Nothing capped, but they're storing it in here in this kind of demarray looking split. You see the bees in there? See how we look down here. You know, they may be kind of cubing out. There's like 3 to 5 frames of heavy bees in here, and then there's not a lot on the edges. I wonder if they plug this out. Pollen. Let's go straight to the middle, see what we look like here. Eggs, larva, good. So we're queen right. I'd love to shake this frame right away, but gosh, if the queen's on here. I got a bee in my bonnet already. Where'd you come from? Am I not zipped up? Yeah, I'm zipped up. How'd you get in here? Man, do I have a hole? That was an interesting trick. I might have a hole. Who knows? Ah, that's a beautiful frame of larva. I'd really love to shake that one, but you know how that is. You just need to put your eyes on the queen. Before you shake, I'm not gonna go through the whole hive and find her. Beautiful cap frame, look at that. A little bit of evidence of cap on cap. So you know, this is a little bit of hygienic. I'm gonna show you real close. Both sides of this, I'm looking for the queen before I come show you. Don't see her here. Don't see her here. Now, on this frame, you don't have a perfect pattern. There's definitely some removed brood, but there are some of those cells that are uncapped with maturing pupa in there. That is an uncapped cell that is either gonna be recapped, or they're monitoring it, or they know there's varroa in there and they're breaking the cycle. This is hygienic. I think of this as an H3 queen, tested H3. I see a drone, so they're not all gone yet. So if any supersedure happens, it's not all lost. No queen yet. Oh, look at that beautiful wax. Love the white cappings on the brood. Means there's a flow on. Some drone cappings there. A little bit of a queen cup. Don't see. Ah, there is a queen on here. And she is not marked. Okay, I'm gonna show her to you. Do you see her? See right here? Why is she not marked? I thought I marked all these queens. Let me get her in a cage. I don't wanna go unmarked queen through the winter if I can help it. Measuring supersedure. I may not mark her as a harbo. Now this could be a daughter. I'm not going to mark her with these gloves on, guys. I'm going to cage her, shake, and then we'll deal with the marking. She's a beauty, though. She was well mated. Got her. Okay. Nice and safe. Got my rubber band on there. All right, so I'm going to do the shake on this one. Get a quick check here. See if I don't think I have 300 bees yet. Get another shake. Good. All right, so I'm gonna do a little swirl. Swirl is, the technique of swirl and let them sit for a bit. Let the mites kind of fall out and then kind of re-swirl. There's a little bit of modal action here where the soap lets them drop down. I think the soap needs a little bit more of a swirling action than the alcohol. I just don't think it's quite as lethal. So now I need to look in this lid. I have H3, 628, I have mark, pink queen. 826, I saw pink. 10-1, eggs no cap, re-queen. I have that written on here. So on 10-1, I saw eggs. So let's go back and do some backwards B math. If I subtract 4, 9, 12. Let's subtract like 25 days. So let's just go back to the beginning of September. I did a mite check on 826 and I saw the queen. Did I kill her? I don't know. These things baffle me when they requeen. Is it just me getting in the hive, or was that part of the Harbo assay? I don't know. She's still in here looking good. But let's finish the mite check and then we'll mark her together. With a requeening and a brood break scenario, this might not be due to hygienics at all. It just might not be. So you just got to kind of take it with a grain of salt, mark them so you know where they are. Daughter of a hygienic queen is what I had, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Right at 3% on a requeen. So that's, you know, not horrible for an untreated colony. It's the peak of the pressure is right now. So I'm just going to write 9 mites on there and do some follow-up testing. The fact they're capping and uncapping in there is good news to me. But, you know, the fact that we're now to, an F3, third generation queen, that's part of the, you know, you're just going to probably lose a little bit of that hygiene. So this could be an H2 now. I just don't know. But I'm going to write down on here, what do we, 10, get the date for today's mite washes on here. 10/13/9. Let's start writing mites on the front. All right, time to mark. Gloves coming off. Didn't expect to be doing all this. But, you know, if I'd have looked at those notes, I wrote requeen ? On top, so I guess I already was suspecting it. Man, as soon as I took those gloves off, pop. I can smell that soft, tender skin. Get some smoke on there. Pen ready. So she's well mated, so she should not fly. But boy, a lot of times when I do this, but because I'm barehanded, I'm comfortable. Got her good. I'll bring her over and show you. Nice little tiger stripe tail. I'm marking pink as a technique for this year's mite resistance. So I know, you know, I could probably go back to my colors because every queen in here has some sort of resistance in it. Nobody's just a plain blue queen anymore. My pen is not doing great. I don't want to run on her though. Maybe too much. There. What do you guys think? She's pretty. I just hope she's got the hygienic genes. All right, so I'm manually releasing her. Let me let that ink dry just a second while we talk about this. So this hive needs a new Harbo. The notes that are going to get on here is unmarked queen, marked her pink, good brood, needs a retest. So I need to delete the H3 off of there. I can write H3 daughter. So an H3 daughter that's locally mated is probably an H2 now, which is leads to the 9 mites maybe. There you go, mama. Doing good. All right. But she's marked, so if I come back and I see the pink, which is nice and easy to see, pink's my own marking mechanism for my hygienic lines that are not feral, is essentially what I'm doing this year. Next year, I'm going to go back to my colors because everything, theoretically, will be from those lines. All right, let's put this back together. This video is going to be too long if I don't get organized and start just finding what I need to see. But you know what? You remember that first comment I made when I opened this hive up? I didn't see as many bees as I thought. That makes sense now because of the brood break and the recreening cycle that she's gone through. She's under there. I'm good with that. I'm not going to put that deep one on next because of my back. I don't want to, now that it's, I know it's all hatched out and I'm not doing demarais, but it's all honey. So this is going to be either extractable or let them have some of it, depending on what it looks like. And then the honey's going on top just for my easy lifting. What would you guys write on here? I might delete a lot of this because it's no longer relevant. All right. I got a few more lines, but I'm deleting the H3. I'm going to write H3, we Three queen. I'm gonna leave this history because I got room. So 10, 13, mark. She's now a F3. One, two, she could be an F2. Let me think about that. I don't even know, so I'm not gonna write the F. Shouldn't have done that. I'm gonna put pink, 13, 9, mites. I'm gonna say uncap too, because I did see some uncap. Mark pink. And I'm gonna, the requeen question mark, I'm gonna take away the question mark, and I'm gonna write yes. There you go, that's my logic. You guys are along with me. On to the next one, and I got my 9-point check written on there. Let's read the notes first. This says H4, zero mites in September, should be pink. Ooh, that'd be great news. H4, believe it when I see it. Lots of bees up on the second layer, more than the last one. I'm not even gonna check up here. I'm gonna go down since save time. This is gonna be heavy. Oh yeah. Lots more bees in here. You guys see? Bring a little closer. A little bit in the shadows there. See the bees boiling over. I'm just gonna go over this center window and get a sense of capped or uncapped honey yet, because if I'm starting to get capped, I may add a second one. But if it's still just uncapped, yeah, still uncapped. Lots of nectar, doing good. Keep working at it. Got a medium weight. Lots more bees here. Kind of shaking that excluder and popping these off. Got them going a little bit. Beautiful capped end frame. Might twist that one around just to kind of let them go back. And I'm going to go straight into the middle. Lots of bees. I'm being pretty gentle. So there are a lot more bees in here that are getting a little bit more riled up. Set that down here in the front. Wow. They're just making babies. Still a couple drones. Oh, there's another queen, and she is unmarked. And I'll be darned if she doesn't look like she's young. What is going on here, folks? See that one? She's kind of virgin-y. See her? She doesn't look old enough to have laid all this. I'm gonna, oh man, what's going on? I mean, this is, oh, she could be flighty, so I need to be careful here. But I am gonna pinch her for the shake since I see her. She looks virgin-y. Ooh, that can virgin-y too. She should be able to stay in there. Leave her there just in case she walks down. And do you know what I mean? Like, she just looked too small to have laid all this up. Which, yeah, I don't know. Part of me says, is there still a queen in there? But, see that? Hatched queen cell. So we could be in the middle of supersedure. Definitely got some uncapping, recapping up here. Same side here, you see some bald-faced pupa sticking out. Well, I'm gonna do a quick frame or two check just to kinda, I'd love to see a bigger queen walking around in there and understand if we're in the middle of a supersedure. Could be a late swarm, but that would be dumb for a healthy colony to swarm right now. There's plenty of space in here. There's every stage of larva in here. Eggs, pupa, lots of pre... How long has that cage been in there? I don't think I requeened this. No, I didn't right. I'm confused. The cage could have been in there from the beginning of the season. Beginning of the requeening is what I meant to say. Plenty of brood. Another one. See that? Another hatch queen cell. So there could be multiple virgins in here. I just happened to catch the first one. Oh, look at that. Okay. So mama's in here. There she is. This is, and she's still got her pink on her. So, what do you guys think is going on? Supersedure or swarm? Maybe she hadn't killed those ladies. I'm putting her back in there. I think I got enough. I don't know what to do. I'm gonna shake up from this end because I know mom's down there. And I'm gonna do a shake. I'm gonna get more bees for the 300. I really want to keep that queen because she's marked as an H4. What do you think this mite check's gonna be? I need a few more bees, I think. It's too late to do what you would normally do with a queen like that, where you put her in a three-framer, let her walk away, and do that whole. It's too late. I don't want that queen to be superseded if that virgin successfully mates. What would you guys do with that virgin? Kill her? That could be dangerous. I think I'm just gonna let them figure it out. Because there could be more queens in there, right? And then me killing one, what am I doing? I mean, if she comes back and doesn't get successfully mated, that beautiful long mated queen should be fine. Why did they make queen cells? Late season swarm prep is the only thing I can think of. And maybe they're like, no, we don't need to swarm, we're fine. There's plenty of room in here with this second box. I mean, I do have the queen excluder on, but I don't know, guys. I'm a little stumped on this one. What do we got in here for mites? 12 mites. Marked on what I had for an H4. I don't know. I guess we'll see in the spring if they can keep these at bay. She was a zero mite before. Obviously, they can hold mite pressure. How many? I'm not going to treat them now because I may regret that. That's above threshold. But it's above threshold with multiple queens in there that I'm confused about. All right, let's put it back together. Write down 12 mites, found pink queen, found virgins. So when we open this up in the spring, we can kind of start thinking it through. What happened? We'll see what happened with the unmarked queen in a few months or in the spring. We will know. She's in there. Both of them are in there. Two boxes, two mysteries, completely different outcome than I expected we were going to be talking about. That is beekeeping, especially on YouTube. Not hiding anything from you. You guys can call me crazy. Tell me what to do from the back of your couch, your TV, your computer. Can't hear you unless you make a comment, though. All right, what am I going to write on here? 10:13. A lot. Didn't expect to see that on H4. 10:13. Found virgin. Found pink queen. 12 mites. And I'm going to write on here, queen, question mark? No, that's the wrong word. I need to write on here, supersedure. That's what would be going on if they stay, right? Requeening would be like me. So I'm going to write on here, superseed, question mark? So, you guys still with me? You wanna do one more on film? I gotta do a lot more, but I don't wanna make the video too long. I have H4 written on this one too. I'm starting to think my H calculations may need to be reevaluated in the spring, right? I did wait the full 8 weeks. That hive had all the eggs from that mother, so there's no doubt that they were her babies. Remember I told you they couldn't have been laid by that virgin. Just kind of take a look at the honey on the top of this one also. Yeah, lighter, not capped. A couple of bees finding their way under my cuffs, I think. Gloves are helping. This is just gonna be a heavy honey box. I can just tell by the number of bees and the color of the wax. Oh God, oh man, that's the heaviest one yet. You guys see? I think you can. It's a little farther, but I'm not gonna move the camera since this is our last one. What color? I don't have a color written on here. I just have H4 written on here. You think the temperament of that last hive, you know, it's just kind of how they were all buzzing. Could have been because of the requeening and the virgins and, I don't know, not happy in life. Full frame of honey. Couple drones walking around, no drone comb. Another one of my releasing cages from when I caged her in the beginning of the year. Good brood with eggs. A couple bees scratches stinging me underneath my watch. Solid pattern. A little bit of uncap, not as much. Definitely see some pinholes, so they're definitely uncapping. Beautiful frame. We're looking for mama. I'm gonna set it down. Another one. Couple drones walking around. Frame with eggs. Kind of a spotty pattern, like a uncap recap kind of a frame. Still some uncapped drones. Thank you. Another solid frame. Whew. Queen cups on the bottom. This is a foundationless frame. Another bee in my bonnet. I must have a hole. And I've got a belt on my bottom belt. Ooh, she got me behind the ear. Unless you guys can see where they're getting in. I don't want to shake a frame without finding the queen. Because now that I've found virgins and unmarks and everything like that, that would be just my luck. Solid pollen frame. More brood, drones. Solid bee bread. Eggs and larvae, she could be on this one. Way out here on the end, lots of drone comb on the bottom. Lots of eggs, she might be working out here at the end today. Even if I don't see, that's another drone. I thought I found another unmarked queen. At this point, I'm expecting to find an unmarked queen again. Just based on the way this day has gone. Okay, well, didn't see the queen. So with the amount of eggs and larvae, if I'm gonna do a shake, I wouldn't wanna do it the farthest away from where I'm seeing eggs and larvae, just because more than likely she's down at this end. Let's see if I can just look at this one again. Bee bread, she probably isn't on this frame, but I'll do another look. Don't see her there. We'll have to look in the bowl too, just to make sure. All right, don't see you there either. All right, so we'll put those back in there. Let's do a quick inspection of the candidates. Okay, no queen. All right, so what are you guys guessing on this one? We're down to the mystery of don't know the queen. Beautiful brood, lots of brood in this hive. 8 frames, something like that. Some uncapping behavior. But I'm expecting some mites. It's fascinating what I'm learning along this journey of mite resistance. You know, you just, until I'm instrumentally inseminating, if I get to that point and I'm able to buy that equipment or find some used, I'm just open mating and hoping that my drones are most of the mating and that there's good drones in the area. Every open mated queen, I'm expecting to take a drop of at least one on the Harbo scale. So if I have a 4, her progeny is probably always going to be a 3 open mated. Rarely may keep it, but you know, and you go 2 generations of that, you're going to be back at H2. So you got to have an aggressive breeding cycle off of known H4s. And to this point, I don't even know if I know what my H4s are. That one was marked as an H4 with some supercedure going on. What do we got here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wow, we got mites. We got mites. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We have 15 mites, ladies and gents. That's a lot. That's the point I'm thinking of thresholding. Didn't see the queen. Don't know if she's been superseded and open mated. Don't know anything about this progeny. Tested Harbo 4, which just means 0 mites out of 200 in the August time frame. But under this October mite pressure and no treatments, I got 15 mites. Now, Corey Stevens has said he's got mites of those counts and some of his best queens too. It's just mite pressure. So I'm not going to be quick to judge. I've tested this as an H4, you know, in August. What do you guys think? I'm just going to write 15 mites on here and, as they would say in Vegas, let it ride. I may regret it. I made the commitment to not treating till I know where I'm at. On the ones that I know tested well. If they didn't test well, I think I have one hive I did do some acrylic on because it's an H2 that I'm just using to get through the winter. Man, that's heavy. There's gonna be some honey coming off of these guys. That's for sure. I don't know how much, but some. Here we go. 10-13. 15 mites. It's hard writing sideways down on your knees. All right, ladies and gents. I think that's all I'm gonna do on camera, just so it's not too long. I'm gonna write up here while I'm finishing this up. 15, mite. I'm gonna write good brood. Didn't see queen. Just so I just kind of remind myself, I didn't see her, so I don't know if it's marked or unmarked. I'm just saying I didn't see queen on 10-13. Mites are high. You know, I've got some good queens that tested in here, but they got above threshold mite counts. 12, 15, 9. On an untreated colonies, but there's uncapping evidence. I just don't know where these queens are on the Harbo scale. I need to retest them in the spring. I could retest now during this mite pressure, and maybe that's something I need to think through, because everybody says under mite pressure is when you need to retest, because if all those mites are non-reproductive, that's what you need to test. So maybe that's what I'm learning today, is I need to be retesting in this pressure. Maybe August, there just wasn't enough pressure, even though it was late August and early September, I did those tests, but I'm definitely learning a little bit as I go along the journey with you guys. Anyway, thanks for sticking with me. Hopefully you enjoyed this. We'll see you on the next one. Have a great day, everybody.